Ephesians chapter 3. I praise God for all of his goodness to us. God has been so good in so many ways. And I appreciate God. Sunday, I ain't got over that yet. I'm just rejoicing in God's blessings in the night. God just stirring my heart and bless me how great a God we serve. And praise him and thank him for it. And Brother Jeff had that song on his heart. Of course, Brother Mark usually sings that in the choir. But I tell you, it's good. It don't make a difference who's singing. That's good. Amen. And I'm glad he lifted me up. And you think about what you was before God found you. And there you were, and lost without God and on the road to hell. And he didn't have anything to look forward to, nothing. But then Jesus came by. And Jesus came by. Amen, Brother Bob. Amen. Praise God. Then Jesus came by, and he picked you up. I'm glad Jesus came by one day and convicted my heart, drew me by his power, and put me in his body. Amen. Holy Spirit put me in there and sealed me there. And thank God it's a good place to be in Christ Jesus, our Lord and our Savior. Ephesians chapter number 3. Yes, go ahead. That's all right. Go ahead.
We have a tendency to forget where we come from.
Yeah. Amen.
Anything I do good is because of Jesus. And Jesus reminded me there at that car wash while that young man was over there banging and booming away, and he's a lost sinner going to hell perhaps, and I need to go over there and talk to him and give him a track. Now, if it was up to me in my flesh, I wouldn't have done that. I was upset because he outdid my music. I thought I was doing okay, but then I just realized I was
Amen, Mark. Praise God. That's good. Amen. Amen. All right. Ephesians chapter 3, verse number 8. Ephesians chapter number 3, verse number 8. Won't you stand, please, while we read? Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints. Just what's been testified here tonight. That's what Paul's saying about himself. Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. Let's bow our heads and pray. Father, I thank you for the Lord Jesus, and I thank you tonight, God, for the privilege that we have to be in the house of God. And surely, Lord, we identify with what the Apostle Paul said here and recognizing our littleness, but your greatness. And our Father, we thank you for who you are. And thank you, God, for the sweet spirit. Thank you for, Lord, just letting us have a word of God to open. Thank you tonight, God, we can stand here and preach the word of God. And I pray in Jesus' name, the Holy Spirit, illuminate our minds, help us to think, help us be able to say what we need to say. And Lord, for what's on my heart, I know that I'll never get it said like I want to say it, but I pray you'd help me tonight, God, to say something that would help somebody else here in this building. And we'll praise you and thank you for all you do. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I'm thinking tonight about that phrase in that verse of Scripture says that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. I guess if I title it, I'd just say unsearchable riches of Christ. Or you could title it another way, how great God is. And they sang that song tonight, we serve a great God. And stirred in my heart, and I praise God and thank Him for it. And in context here of what he's talking about, the grace of God back in verse number 2, and here he's saying the unsearchable riches of Christ. He's unsearchable rich in grace, in mercy, in love. Aren't you glad for that unsearchable riches of Christ? And all that, I mean, that's all good. I praise God and thank Him for it. I rejoice in the fact that grace is abounding grace. It never runs out. It just keeps on abounding. That mercy is always merciful. I find new mercies every morning. Amen. And grace of God every day. And new grace for every need. I praise God and thank God for all of that. It's unsearchable. And that's what he said. That is, you can't search it all out. You can't learn all it is to know about it. I just believe that it is. And praise God for it. But just three things I want to say tonight quickly. And I pray that God will take that and speak to my heart. It spoke to my heart already. But I pray you'll speak to my heart again in preaching it and speak to your heart in hearing it. And I'm wrapped up in the Lord Jesus Christ and how great He is and can't get over that and don't want to get over it. And I say, glory, hallelujah. If I could sing tonight, I'd line out and sing you a verse of how great Thou art. Amen. How great He is. He's a great God. And how great He is. And I praise His holy name for His greatness and how great He is. But let me give you number one. Let's talk about the gift. In 2 Corinthians 9:15, thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift. It's unsearchable, unspeakable, and God's gift. Now, when I say unsearchable riches of Christ, you remember that God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost are three in one. And so I'm talking about the unsearchable riches of Christ. I'm talking about the unsearchable riches of God. I'm talking about the unsearchable riches of the Holy Spirit. And you can't divide God. He's just one true and living God. So tonight, as we think about that and look at that, He said His unspeakable gift. Aren't you glad that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life? I say glory to God. I'm so thankful for the Lord Jesus Christ. The greatest gift ever wrapped was wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger. Amen. I'm glad. Praise God. Greatest gift that was ever given was wrapped with stripes on His back and around His body and crowned with thorns. And I'm glad for that gift of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, that came to die at Calvary for our sin. That's unsearchable, unspeakable. You don't know how to tell it all, but I'm glad, praise God, for that. But John chapter 10 and verse 27 says, and Jesus said that He knows His sheep by name, and said that those, and said, I know them. And He said, I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. I say hallelujah. I'm glad I got a God. How great a God I serve that gives me Jesus Christ. In Him I have eternal life and shall never perish. You mean, preacher, you'll never be lost? That's right, I'll never be lost. How come you'll never be lost? Because I'm so found I can't get lost, amen. How can you be that found? Because I'm in Christ Jesus and my life is hid in Him. And God sees me in Christ tonight. And in that position, thank God, how in the world is the devil going to get you? If the devil gets you, you have to come through the Holy Spirit, which baptized me into the body. He sealed me there. He'd have to come through Him. He'd have to come through the Lord Jesus Christ to get to me. Have to come through God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. I say tonight, thank God, I'm glad I'm secure in Christ Jesus, my Lord and my Savior. I'm talking about how great a God we serve tonight. I'm not talking about Santa Claus. I'm talking about a great God that we serve. He loved me. He gave me an unspeakable gift. I can't even begin to tell you the fullness of that. I don't know how to say it. I don't have the words to say it. I don't know how to put it, but I can tell you tonight, it's an unspeakable gift. Hallelujah. Amen. You ever try to tell somebody something you couldn't get it said? Something good happened to you? I remember Cynthia sitting back there. I was sitting right over there one night, and she'd been doing sign language a day or whatever it was. We got in a good service, and she got up to testify. And I remember it vividly, her standing there testifying about the goodness of God. And she said, it's just God. It's just God. And I say, hallelujah. That's exactly what I'm trying to say tonight. How great a God we serve. It's just God. Unsearchable riches of Christ. unspeakable gift of eternal life in Christ Jesus my Lord. I say, Brother Tim, you can't get a better gift than that. That's the eternal life. I'm glad God didn't leave you like he found you. He brought you out and set your feet on a rock. I say hallelujah. Aren't you glad you're saved tonight? Amen. If you're not saved, I pray God, pray that the good Lord that you'll get under conviction tonight and God will get a hold of your heart and bring you to Christ and you'll be saved. Let me say number two, I'm glad for the peace of God that passeth understanding of man. And well, Romans 5:1 says, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God. But Philippians 4:7 says that this, well, back up a little bit and said, be careful for nothing. That means don't worry about anything. He said, be careful for nothing, everything in prayer and supplication for thanksgiving. Let your request be known in God. And the peace of God, which passeth understanding of man, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. I say hallelujah. I'm glad for that peace of God. That passeth understanding of man. Man can't understand that. And I said it means don't worry about anything. Now, you are probably like me. You worry about things sometimes. I guess we get overly concerned, but come right down to it, we worry. And this husband talking to his wife one day, and she's always worrying about everything. And he said to her, said, why don't you quit that worrying? Said, 95% of the things you worry about or more never happen anyway. She said, well, it's helping, ain't it? Didn't happen, so she said to worry, just go ahead and worry. But that's not what he meant. He meant didn't have to worry about it, amen. And so praise God and for that peace of God that passeth understanding man. He's saying that, and I talked about it a while ago, if I could sing it, how great thou art. And I like another song. It's an old song, you don't hear it much anymore, but it says peace like a river. Peace like a river. You ever sat by a river and have that river just flow quietly down and you sitting there and you men know what I'm talking about and ladies too, been out by a river bank somewhere and camping out or you're just down by that river and hearing that water. And some of them won't go fishing right now until we're looking at you. But I'm not talking about fishing. I'm talking about listening to that peace of that water as it flows down. I'm glad just like that peace like a river. His peace comes from God. A passive understanding of man on the deep on the inside of the heart. That man can't give. Man can't take away. In the midst of the storm, you can have peace. And Paul stepped out of the midst of that storm. I'm talking about a Sunday night. And said, the angel of God stood by me this night, whose I am and whom I serve. I'm glad, praise God, when the storms are raging. And winds are blowing and the waves are coming crushing in and life's in turmoil and things are upset. His peace like a river can flow through your heart and your mind, and God can do something when your car's tore up and you're broke down a missionary miles away from home, and God sends somebody by and just takes it while you're asleep and works on it and has it ready for you the next morning and don't leave you a bill. That's peace like a river. Amen. I'm glad God does those kind of things. Brother Bob, I'm glad when God's working on us about things in our life that he can come by and work on us, get through with us, and then say, peace be still. Amen. Jesus stepped out in the midst of that storm and said, peace be still, and the waves laid down. The winds quit blowing. There's a great calm in that sea. I say, glory, hallelujah. I'm glad in my life and your life ain't been times that storm raged, but Jesus stepped out and said, peace be still. I'm glad for peace. It's unsearchable, unspeakable. It's past my understanding. I can't get it. I don't know how God does it. I just know I serve a great God. And God is able to give me peace. And God gives you peace also. Aren't you glad he does? Amen. He gives you that peace. I praise God and thank him for it. I mentioned that song about the greatness of God. Turn with me to Psalms 145, verse number 3. Psalms 145, verse number 3. Unsearchable riches of Christ. And we're talking about is unsearchable. That understanding that a peace that he gives is past our understanding. I'm glad for that. But listen to this, what it says in Psalm 145, verse number 3. Great, how great a God we serve. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. His greatness is unsearchable. That's exactly what we're trying to preach tonight. Unsearchable. You can't find it out. You can't learn all about the greatness of God. All we can do is say how great thou art, and we can try our best to preach about the greatness of God. What Jesus did for us at Calvary, God's gift in Christ Jesus. giving us Him, giving us eternal life, giving us peace, helping us along the way. We try to explain that, and we try to say as much as we know to say about it, but then we come down and say His greatness is unsearchable, and we cannot find out the greatness of Almighty God. He spoke the world into existence, amen. Look at verse number 9 of our text, back up to Ephesians chapter 3 and verse number 9. And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery. Now, I've been talking about this mystery of the church and calling out the Gentiles, which from the beginning of the world have been hid in God, who created all things by Christ Jesus, who created all things by Christ Jesus. He spake and the worlds came into existence, and stars flung out in space, and He hung a moon in place and put the sun to shine. And hallelujah, I say praise God. Put every comet that is out there and every shooting star to every shot. He did it all, amen. He put every planet in its orbit, put everything in place, created the earth, reached down, got him a handful of dirt and made a man. I say glory, hallelujah. Breathed in the nostril breath of life, man became a living soul. How great thou art, amen. And then His greatness, He knows everything. He absolutely knows everything there is to know. You can't teach God anything new. I preached a message one time, and I've always been on the mind of God. There's never been a time when God wasn't thinking about me, because God can't learn anything new. And if He can't learn anything new, then He had to know about me. If He knew about me, you can't say back when it all started, because it never did start. Now, you explain that to me. All I can say is it's unsearchable. It's beyond me, brother Hazelwood, hallelujah. All I can say is how great thou. Hey, it's unsearchable. He knows everything from beginning to end, and it talks about that, but really there is no beginning and there is no end. For our mentality, he uses that term beginning to end, beginning and end, or Alpha, Omega, for our minds. But really, He is, and God is the great I am that I am. As a personal being, an eternal presence of word being, He just is. I say hallelujah. And you can't talk about past with Him or future with Him. He just is. Everything in one time. Hallelujah. Has all power, and man can't shut off the oil well down in the Gulf. And he's struggling for weeks now trying to get oil to quit spitting up through there. He drilled a hole, got it down there, and started pumping the oil out. And then it blows up, and now he can't stop it. And I scratched my head on that anyhow. But anyway, that be as it may, I'm not in all that stuff, but except the fact that there's one down there. But I know the one that can put the oil in the earth, amen. And the one that put the earth over it. And he created everything. And all he would have to do is say, oil quit running. And oil quit running, amen. But that's how he got power, amen. And man thinks he got so much power and that he can do so much. And God just says, you can't even stop that little oil leak we got down there in the bottom of the Gulf. And I say, hallelujah. What a God we serve. How great thou art, amen. All power is His. He knows everything. And He's an eternal being. And all that you, every attribute you could say, and get down to the bottom of it and say, holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. That means transcends everything that we know. Transcends everything that we can think of. Transcends all power that we have. Transcends everything. He's holy God. Holy, holy, holy. Listen to verse again, text. Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable, unsearchable riches of Christ. It's unsearchable. That could be expanded way out yonder. I didn't even scratch the surface tonight. But He's unsearchable. I'm glad I know Him tonight. I'm glad that He knows me tonight. Now, let's bow our heads and close our eyes. I wonder tonight if everyone in the house is saved or not. I do not know. But if you're not saved, let me tell you about someone tonight that can save you. The Lord Jesus Christ. He came through a virgin, lived a sinless life, went to the cross of Calvary and died in your place. Blood was shed for your sin that you might be saved. And He tonight speaking to your heart and drawing you by His power that you may be saved. Tonight God's speaking to your heart and dealing with your life, then you let God help you. You let God do for you what He wants to do. You come forward and we'll come to you or have somebody too, and somebody take a Bible and pray with you. But God does a saving. All we can do is point you to Jesus and try to help you. I wonder tonight, if every head bowed, every eye closed, nobody's looking, just myself and God, how many of you tonight could honestly say, beyond a shadow of a doubt, I know that I'm saved? Would you hold your hand up high? I know I'm saved. Hallelujah. That's great, great. Thank you, thank you. You can put them down. Tonight, I know sometimes folks wrestle with that, because I dealt with someone this week about that, knowing you're saved. God don't want you to ever live in doubts and fears. He wants you to have assurance, blessed assurance that Jesus is yours. If you tonight having problems with that, God can help you if you'll let him. Tonight, God's speaking to your heart about anything in your life. How great God is, he's able to help you. If there's a storm of ruin, God can help you. If you need some help tonight, encouragement, God can help you. If tonight somebody you care about is lost, God can help you. Whatever that need is, you bring it to God. Father, I pray in Jesus' name, speak to our hearts tonight, and thank you for what you do in Jesus' name. And this invitation is yours. Amen.